All right, Rebbe said, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up Emir Hashem in Os Lamed Beis in Sidkas HaTzadik. Rebbe said, Zoom, you hear me okay? Excellent. So we are picking up this morning on Sidkas HaTzadik, Os Lamed Beis. So if you remember, again, just reorient ourselves a bit. We started this beautiful Seif yesterday, where Reb Tzadik, taking the story of Rabbi Yossi and Eliyahu HaNavi, understood this idea of a nichnasan l'churva. We don't enter into the churva, so Reb Tzadik understands this as a metaphor for entering into materialism, entering into the physical world. The goal of the Jew, obviously is to lift up everything, to be megala the nitzotzos, to reveal the hidden sparks of holiness, which reside in every single thing in this world, by taking everything, even that which is material, and using it in a meaningful, spiritual, holy, uplifting way. One removes the klipos, one removes the shells, and one exposes the sparks of holiness inside. That's the idea of going into the churva, going into the churva means something that is void, something that is empty, a reference to something that at first glance looks empty and void of anything holy, but then when you go into it, you delve into it, you see the hidden sparks inside of it. Which of course, again, from the aspect, certainly from the philosophy of Hasidus, is probably the Iker Avoda. It's the primary occupation and primary job and mission of an individual in this world to be Megala Venitzotzos, to reveal the hidden sparks of holiness inside of everything. So Reb Tzadik says, however, if you do this, you must be careful because of three things. Because remember, again, as the Gemara itself said, that we don't enter into the churva because we are constrained regarding three things. Number one, Mipnei HaChashad, Mipnei HaMapoles, and Mipnei HaMazikin. Literally chashad, because ultimately, again, that's where people used to engage in illicit activity. So it looks like you're going to do something illicit. Mapoles, collapse of the structure. And mazik and shadim. So Reb Tzadik understands that these three things as well are a metaphor, in addition to the literal meaning, of course, also have a metaphorical meaning to the dangers associated with steeping oneself in materialism, even if the goal is to go ahead and uncover the sparks and lift them up. So mostly it's an interesting yisod. In everything you do in life, there's always a risk associated with it. There's always a risk with anything. So the best thing a person could do in life is to be acutely aware of all of the risks of what it is that they're doing before they do it. Now again, I still may choose to do it even with the risks, because ultimately I understand the risks, I do my risk-benefit analysis, and I choose that it's better to go forward. But the worst thing in life is to try to do something and be totally unaware of the risks associated. So Reb Tzadik says, this notion of going into the churva and going ahead and lifting up materialism and making it holy and finding holiness and spirituality in the mundane is an incredible thing. But you must be acutely aware of the dangers. So he goes through now page Ayin Gimel. See, he says, we'll look at it in the Borei Chasidus. Take a look on the right hand column where he said the Aleph there, Mipnei HaChashad. Kimo Shebegashmius Churbo, Hu Makom Shenimsa Bo Choshud, Sherotza Lasos Sham Avera, Beseser, Ubein Roen. So you must say, just like we said before, that in the actual ruin, right, a physical ruin, so you're not allowed to go. Well, Eliyahu HaNavi says one of the issues with going in there is that you look suspect. What do you mean you look suspect? That's where people went for illicit activity, immoral activity. So a person who goes in there looks suspect that he's not going in there for any type of good purpose, but he's going in there to satisfy his desires. So Reb Tzadik writes, he says, Kimo kein, yesh la adam lehimana mehiz askos bedivei rishus, kevan sharo ilo sheyachshid li atzmo, sheyesh shema yesh lo eza taiva gufnis badavar. So we'll say this is really incredible. V'lo yuchal is alos karoi, kevan shethis aribo izan machshavas. So we'll say, so Tzadik says like this, we'll use the specific example, then we'll expound on it a little bit. So Tzadik is saying, we'll say sometimes, so we go ahead and we get involved in things, right? So let's say again, he's talking over here, a person wants to get involved in the material world in order to go ahead and remove the shells, remove the klipos, reveal the sparks of hidden holiness in every single thing. That works as long as that's really your intent. But sometimes a person will say that's their intent, But their intent really is just to steep themselves in the world of materialism. I'm walking in this mipnei chashad. A person has to suspect their own intentions. Are my intentions really good? Are my intentions really pure? Are my intentions the right thing? Because if my intentions are correct, then Emir Tzashem, hopefully I have a better chance of being successful. But the worst thing in life is when you pretend you're doing something noble with the right intentions, and it turns out that I'm totally just self-serving. People say this in general is one of the greatest challenges when it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to anything spiritual, that to know, am I doing the right things for the right reasons? It's ma'isim l'chol yom. You know, sometimes the greatest machlokes erupts. Where does the greatest machlokes erupt? It's interesting, at least in my limited understanding. The greatest machlokes doesn't seem to erupt in for-profit ventures. The greatest machlokes seems to erupt in not-for-profit ventures, right? When people are engaged in chesed, and people are engaged in avodas Hashem, and people are engaged in religion. So that's like when everything falls. You know, people want to make money. That's why I make money. I just want to make money. Like, let's just all be successful. Okay, we could argue, I want more money, you want less money. I don't know, anyone who wants less money. But, you know, we could argue about that. But lemaisa, there's absolute clarity of intention. Sometimes the worst machlokes comes up in the world of avodas Hashem, in the world of chesed, in the world of tzedakah, and all. Why? Because again, when I think that I'm doing the Lord's work, right, then a lot of things become justifiable in my eyes that would not otherwise be justifiable. When in fact, what's really happening is, it may look like I'm doing the Lord's work, but my machshavas, my intentions are not correct. And when the intentions are not correct, it throws everything off. So Reb Tzadik says, that's what it means, in nichnasim l'churba b'pnei achashad. You know, be careful. Be careful. We don't enter into the ruin. We don't go and enter into the world of the material. We don't try to do things to go and remove the klipas and be megal the nitzotzos unless you know you have purity of intent. It's really important, especially when it comes to anything to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I will say, now that being said, you know, there's another philosophy. The other philosophy is, you know, you also just can't worry about intent so much. Sometimes you just have to worry about action. Meaning, it is better to do the right thing for the wrong reasons than not to do the right thing at all. It's a very important yisod. Because at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not as much focused on what you think or what your machshavas are, but life is about what you do. So there's like these conflicting, dueling ideals. On one hand, purity of intent is so important. Don't go into the churba. Why? Because so many times people set out, they say they want to do the right things, but they're not doing it for the right purposes. And that's where everything gets lost. On the flip side, don't wait until you feel the right purpose in order to do the right thing. Do the right thing. And a lot of times, again, the purpose, the feeling of the right purpose comes along after us. But in any event, person has to be careful, I will say. Whenever you go out, if you're going to go into the churva of life, if you're going to do something that has associated spiritual risks, but your intention is, and I will say, remember, his example is the material. A person wants to enjoy the material world, but I'm going to enjoy the material world with the pledge that I'm going to use it in a spiritually responsible way. Make sure that's really your intention. Because also, we all know this. It is easy. Materialism is the easiest thing to lose yourself in. A person starts off with something saying, I'm going to buy this, purchase this, enjoy this, and I'm going to use it in some type of holy and elevated way. And then before I know it, I'm just up to my neck in gashmius, and there's absolutely no ruchnius involved. Next, Beis, mipnei amazikin. Very interesting. He says, at bottom of the right-hand column, he says, Ne'am Azigin, what does that mean? Kimo Sheva Gashmias, Yesh, Sakhana Lihikanes, Lechor Bnei Ashedim, HaMazigin, HaMizgorim Ba, Kein Hu Adover Gam Biyachas Lidvar HaRishus, Shekayemes Sakhana Ruchonis, Mipnei Mazigin Ruchonim. Mishum de Mikom Mokom, Isek Haponim Mikdusha, She'ein Bazesh Mishum Tzad Mitzvah, We'll say, next, why can't you go into the churba? Mazikin, he's going a little bit out of order. Shadim. Going into the churba poses a spiritual danger. We'll say, whenever you spend your time engaged in something that is not clearly a spiritual pursuit, even if your intention ultimately, again, is noble, understand the spiritual dangers that poses. People say we see this all of the time. Meaning, any person who has to spend their life, who has to spend their day in the world, person goes to work, right? A person goes into the world. Again, a person could conduct themselves, mamish, like in a pious, holy, and upright way, but you often can't control the way people speak around you. You can't control the way people act around you. You can't control the way people dress around you. And so Lamaisa says, Reb Tzadik, so a person goes into the world again with the most noble of intentions. My goal is to enter into the world of the material, not in order to lose myself in it, but ultimately, again, in order to lift it up. In order to lift it up. He'll say, why does a person go to work? A person goes to work because they're hoping that they can make a Kiddush Hashem in their respective field, that they could do something meaningful, that they could do something purposeful, that they could be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, that they can make a difference in this world. Yes, earning a paycheck is very good also. And then I could do all of the wonderful things with that paycheck as well. But Lamai said, there's a noble experience in going into the world. What's the world? The world sometimes can be like a pretty big churva. Right, that's kind of what the world is. It's a place that's very hostile to our values and a place that's very hostile to our ideals. But yet, I need to go, I want to go because I want to make a difference. So it says, beautiful. You just have to be aware of the dangers. So the second danger is mazikin. There are shadim all around you. There are destructive spiritual forces everywhere we turn. I will say, and by the way, I just want to point out, lest you think that those of us who don't work in the secular world don't face these shadim are everywhere. Any person who has to leave the confines of the Beis Medrash, that can leave the confines of his home, encounters these shadim in the general world. Just be aware of them. Be aware of the shadim. Be aware of the dangers that are all around, because the more aware you are of the dangers, the better equipped you are to deal with it. And I will say, I know we're over, but let's just finish this. Gimel, he says, Mipnei Amapolis. This is incredible. Mipnei Amapolis says, Rab Tzavik, Kimo Shebegashmius, Ein Lehikanis L'churba, Mishum Sheish Basakana, Mikrisasa. Just like I was saying, the physical churba, you don't walk in. Why? Because there's a danger of collapse. The walls could chas v'shalom collapse on you. So says Rab Tzadik, Micheivan distam churba, hi ru'uav omedes lipo, because we'll say, in general, a ruin doesn't have a lot of structural stability. Kein hu gam biyachas ledvar harashus shemitzad atzmo, hu omed lipo ulehis batel. She'in la kiyum amiti v'nitzchi, listen to this. This is incredible. He says, what's the third danger with the churban? With this, we'll conclude. The third danger of the churban is the churban of collapse. You know, I will say, a lot of times in life, we do things and they're not stable endeavors. And I don't think things through enough. And I begin on certain something, and because it's not a stable, appropriate endeavor, what happens? It collapses, and chas v'shalom, it buries me. You know, I will say, sometimes we start things in life and it started for good purposes, but either I don't carry through on the purity of intent, or really, chas v'shalom, maybe I deluded myself and maybe there was really nothing holy in this particular endeavor. I just wanted to do it, and then I start it, and then it buries me. And I will say, you can see Reb Tzadik here, again, is referring specifically to Gashmius. It's specifically referring to the material. And we can all relate to this on a material level. That sometimes even a person who kind of gets involved in the material world in a wholly meaningful and measured way, you can get buried by it. It can literally, again, totally subsume and consume you to the point that which you think you were doing for spiritual purposes now went ahead and totally buried you under. So therefore, I will say, Reb Tzadik says, this incredible metaphor, ha'nichnas l'churba, represents a person going into the world. Specifically, Reb Tzadik says, into the world of the material. But it means embarking on any life endeavor for the purpose of doing something holy. Whenever you're going to enter into the churba, you're going to enter into the unknown of life with intention to do something great, just be aware of the three dangers. Number one, chashad. Make sure your intentions are correct. Because so many times we start things in life with the right intentions, but they're not really the right intentions. And when you do things in life not for the right intentions, unfortunately we know over time, it may take a long time, they unravel and don't really get you anywhere. Number two, mazikin. be aware of the dangers that lurk in the world. Be aware, whenever you enter the churva of life, whenever you leave the safety and security of the base measure, safety and security of the home, be aware of the dangers that are present in every single corner, because they're always there. You can't avoid them, Abbas. We don't say, therefore, don't go into the world. But lamaisa, be aware. Go in with eyes open. And lastly, again, mipnei ha-mapolas. Be careful that which you seek to dominate does not dominate you. That sometimes we seek to go out to do things in life and we think we can control the circumstances, and then unfortunately, again, those circumstances collapse all around us. I'm buried in a lifestyle that I did not want for myself, and I find no way to extricate myself from the rubble. So don't be afraid to go into the churba. Just make sure that you are ever aware of the chashad, the mazikin, and ultimately mapolas. All right, so we'll stop over here. This is actually going to be our last shiur in Reb Tzadik until after Yom Kippur. As Yemir Tzashem, next week we have slichas, so we'll be starting the daf a little bit earlier. But Yemir Tzashem will pick up with Oslam and Gimel, hopefully again between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Yemir Tzashem. Shkach HaLosah. So I felt Reb Tzadik gets a few extra minutes on the last year. Thank you, Mashiach.